We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy right now to be joined by former Secretary of State John Kerry. He's got a brand new book coming out September 4th. It's called Every Day is Extra. And he's got a chapter in there in particular that we want to talk to him about. But Mr. Secretary, it's Dale and Rich in Boston at Fenway Park. Thank you for being with us.
Dale and Rich, my privilege. Thank you for putting all the effort into raising some money for this. Obviously worthwhile.
I said your book comes out September 4th. I've had a chance to read, in particular, Chapter 11. It's called Cancer and Comebacks. And you go through great detail talking about how 16 days after you announced your presidency, your candidacy for president of the United States, you get dealt the news that you, in fact, have prostate cancer. And tell me a little bit about how that knocked your pins out from under you for a little bit.
Well, you can imagine. I mean, there I am 16 days into planning a major initiative, which obviously running for president is, and then I'm told, well, you got cancer, and there's a threat to your life, let alone a campaign. As I write in the book, I had a lot of different emotions about it, but one of them was sort of I just wanted to attack the cancer. I wanted to go at it and get rid of it, get it out of my body, and figured there probably was a way to try to do that. So I started, scoping all the different doctors and getting on the internet and talking to people and getting advice, and found one. I was lucky. I mean, one of the things that it reminds me of is how absolutely fortunate members of the United States Congress are, who've given themselves a terrific health care plan, and so many people in the country didn't have or don't have the options of finding the best surgeon or even a hospital or even the care. And a lot of people aren't lucky enough to detect it early enough, which I was. And frankly, almost by accident, it was my wife who noticed the uptick in the PSA, which was not noticed, frankly, by other people who should have noticed it. But bottom line, we caught it, got the biopsies, realized what was happening, and then went to work. And I think within a month or so, I was under the knife having, prostate operation, and been blessed and blessed and blessed since then to have had, under zero or zero negligible recording. So after this period of time now, they say you're cured, but you always have a lingering question and you always check it.
Now, you mentioned in the book as well how you lost your father to the same, your prostate cancer. So you must have had some knowledge about it and sort of what you were going to be in store for.
Well, I didn't, in a sense, because my dad, for reasons I wish I could ask him, didn't have an operation. He did the watch and wait routine. And his doctors told him, he was older than I was when he got it, and the doctors told him, well, you're not going to die of that. You're going to die of something else, because prostate cancer is usually relatively slow moving. And that's what he thought, and that's what he believed. So he had some radiation, and he had other, approaches. But in the end, it came back, and it came back with a vengeance, and that is what he passed away from, which, needless to say, was a large motivation to me to attack it differently, which is, I obviously thought about it at great length in the context of my pa's experience.
As I say to people who we visit with over the course of these 2 days, nobody wants to have to deal with a cancer diagnosis. But I guess the good news is, if you live around here, there may not be a better place on the planet to deal with it than the medical facilities available here in Boston.
We're just incredibly lucky. It's not just luck. I mean, we invest in it. We work at it. We've had an enormous alliance between private sector, government, and the hospitals. So we're lucky to have one of the greatest hospital networks anywhere in the world. And people come from all over the world to benefit from it. But you still have the problem of cost today and of access and availability to too many people. One of the greatest things about where we are now with all of the Dana-Farber and MGH and other hospitals that are engaged in major cancer research and initiatives, we're making progress. I mean, it's hard to say that for somebody who's just gotten a terrible announcement and they're struggling with it. But because of the genome findings, accomplishments that came with a significant government commitment, we now have a mapping capacity to be able to specialize certain kinds of cancers approaches. So we have individualized, entirely custom-made cancer treatments for people based on their DNA and based on the particular cancer they have and the tracings, et cetera. And they're doing just amazing things now. I mean, people live longer with cancers. They are cured today in ways that they never were before. So we all ought to be, you know, very grateful for the extraordinary amount of effort and work that goes into that research. And obviously, we all need to support the research and, you know, a lot of different efforts do it. Your radiothon is one, the PMC, other things. But we should be very proud of the commitment of the citizens of our state and beyond to try to help people find a cure. And I'm convinced, you know, my friend Joe Biden is engaged in his moonshot on cancer because of the tragedy, partly because of the tragedy of losing his son, Beau. And I think there's just a larger awareness in too many families. And I almost don't know any family that somebody hasn't paid the price of cancer in some way during it. And you know, my wife, Teresa, right now is going through treatment, a second round on breast cancer, and is having this specialized kind of approach to it. So there's just a lot of it around, and we have to be even more preventative than we are today with more concerned about exposure to toxins and the food we eat, all of these kinds of things are critical.
What do you think of the job that President Trump has done so far?
Oh, you don't want to get political in this, I hope.
Well, let me just ask this, though, Mr. Secretary. As you gaze at the political landscape in the country, do you ever think about maybe dipping your toe in the presidential waters again?
Well, what I am thinking about doing, and I'm very committed to it, is helping to elect a more responsive and responsible Congress. I think that's the first step in any recovery from where we are today. Without becoming, you know, person-specific or otherwise, I would just say that we have huge challenges that we are not facing up to in the country, and one of them will pertain to cancer, and that's climate change. Because of what will happen to water, what will happen to food product, and so forth. People need to understand the connection of these things to the spread of disease. So, you know, to walk away from that is irresponsible by anybody's standard. When you have 98% of the scientists in the world all telling you unequivocally that human beings are contributing to it, we have a responsibility to do something about it. So I want to find people who are going to help restore people's faith in democracy. I mean, it's that simple. That's where we are.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, we sincerely appreciate you taking the time to join us and support this cause. And I hope things go well for your wife, Teresa, and I'm so happy it went well for you as well. Thank you.
Well, I'm delighted, and I'll make my own contribution to your radiothon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Mr. Secretary. Take care.
You take care.
Take care. That is a thanks. Former Secretary of State John Kerry joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.